She's one of the most recognizable faces in the world and the star of one of my favorite TV shows, Indian Matchmaker. Please welcome Miss Seema Tapadia.
Hello, Dubai. I love you. Hello, Maz.
It was so nice to have you. I'm so good, Seema Auntie. I am obsessed with Indian Matchmaker. And I think a lot of people in Dubai are. I'm really fascinated by your journey. How did you begin as a matchmaker?
Very good question, Maz. Since childhood, I had a unique ability to talk to people, to socialize, to understand their personalities, to understand and scan them, and to remember the matches or their relatives. I can tell she's your relative. If you don't know, I can tell that she's that way. I had that thing. So 25 years, before 25 years, mm-hmm. I did a own match of my own sister, Preeti, who is in Boston. Uh-huh. So then afterwards, I thought that when I have this unique ability, and God has given me to help this, I want to help my society, I want to help my community. So why not we start this? Because in India, we had all this, system of arranged marriage a lot. So I thought, why not I suggest somebody this matches? And if it happens, if it materializes, I get a lot of divine blessing in that. Mm-hmm. And it is a help for the society and my community.
Yes.
So then I planned that I have to start this thing. And professionally, I started this in 2005.
And has it been an easy journey or has it been slightly difficult?
Nothing is easy, I think so. If I was not a matchmaker, if I was something else, doing some jewelry, clothes or any other job. So nothing is easy. Everything is... You have to put your 100% to make it successful. Mm-hmm. So I feel if I do that, there also I could have done a hard work. And here also, I'm doing a hard work. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting good blessings by doing this work. So it gives me a lot of satisfaction.
So in terms of what the parents want, I guess, the parents of somebody who's potentially getting married, what is normally, do you think, the parents' criteria?
Parents always want a good daughter-in-law or a good son-in-law who is educated, who has a good background. That is very important.
Okay.
And they want that something, they should match their way of living and all. Anybody wants. If a daughter is there, they want in such a... This I'm talking of arranged marriage. In love marriage, everything is okay. But in arranged marriage, they see everything. Like they are, like if they are giving a daughter, she's happy in that house, she has little facilities, the way of standard of living is good. And the background is good, education is good, that all parents want. That their children should be happy, that's all. And what they want more.
And how important do you think is a love marriage in matchmaking?
It depends on person to person. Somebody wants love marriage, it is good. And anybody wants arranged marriage, that also is good. Mm-hmm. So it depends on person to person. Mm-hmm. But in love marriage, just there is only love. They don't see any other thing because if they fall in love, that's all. Then after that, when you stay together, you adjust, you compromise, you understand each other's strength and all these things come when you get married. After that, first there is a love. Mm-hmm. But in arranged marriages, two families are there. Their contribution of the two families is there. They see how they are living, what finance they are having, what is the boy's background, what is the family's background. That all they see and then we give in arranged marriage. This is the difference. But it depends on person to person. Mm-hmm. There is no force. If somebody wants to do love marriage, welcome. Because it depends on each and every person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you think there's a need for matchmaking?
Need, that means in our India, at least 70%, they are still doing arranged marriages. Yeah. So a matchmaker is required. Mm-hmm. But if not matchmaker, anybody can, request or give the idea. Such and such family is having a boy or girl. Even they can give the idea. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And if that, not that, then the matchmaker is required. Mm-hmm. Because we have a long database. Then we go and my way of working is different. Okay. Personally, I go to everybody's house. I see their way of living. I see the criteria. I scan and filter the boy or the girl. And then when the other family comes, they give their criteria. Seema ji, we want all these things. Then I match according to them. Mm-hmm. This is this, you want this criteria, this is the boy, this is the girl, you see, if you like it, then we can proceed it. Okay. So my way of working is different, like I give a personal touch. So that's my goodwill. The way what it is right, I tell to the party. What I have seen, that I judge and tell them. Mm-hmm. So that's my goodwill. Yeah.
And I think just being around your energy and also watching the show, you have a very trusting energy. So people feel a sense of calm and ease around you. So I've definitely noticed that as well. I'm curious, Sima Aunty, do you think it's more difficult for the boy or the girl in the process of matchmaking, or is it just different?
It is difficult for both of them.
Yes.
If you get a long list and if you want everything, then it's difficult. And I have told only one thing in my season 2, that you will never get 100%. If 60-70% if you are getting, you should proceed. Mm-hmm. But while staying together, you can make 100%. Yes. And if you get a list, oh Sivandi, I want this, all 10 things you will never get. By 60-70%, if your checklist is okay by 60-70, you should proceed. Mm-hmm. That's my guru mantra to the world, to the youngsters.
Yes. It's my favorite line.
Yes.
And do you do overseas matching as well? Like say, for example, in Dubai, or do you mainly just stick to India?
No, I'm doing wherever the Indians are there. I'm doing Dubai, I'm doing UK, I'm doing US, I'm doing Hong Kong, Bangkok, Singapore. Where all the Indians are there, I'm doing there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And can you say, will there be another Indian matchmaking season?
Yeah, it's in progress.
It's in process.
And you will listen the good news very soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sima Aunty, why do you think it's difficult for this generation in particular to find a life partner and commit to getting married?
I'll say it's difficult because in today's generation, the youngsters, they are smart, and they have a financial independence and they are focused. Yes. They want what they want, they are focused. And one thing they are not understanding, and they don't listen to anybody, because the value of giving, loving, caring and sharing, if these four things, if they understand, then the life will go smoothly. Mm-hmm. They are focused, they have financial independence, and they don't want to listen to anybody because they want what they want to do. Because they have studied a lot, and they have a lot of freedom, that's the way. And I would say that the family institution, what it is going on since thousands of years, yeah, of giving, taking, loving, sharing, and being loyal. If these things, if they follow, then they will not have the problem of depression and what divorces they are going on nowadays. This problem they will never have. So I would request all the youngsters that you balance your professional life and also your individual life. If you balance these two, then you will not have any problem in life. You have to balance and you have to go with both this. Professional life and individual life, both.
I think people also have lost a lot of patience now.
Yes.
You know, someone says something you don't like, the next day you hear people are divorcing.
Yeah.
Patience
is very important.
Yes.
I have told this in season 2 also. Patience is very important. So you must have patience, but loving, caring, sharing and loyal, these 4-5 things if you follow little, because these things in our olden days, our parents and all, they have done these things.
Yes.
But in young generation, this thing is not there. If you follow this simple little funda, then everything will go smoothly, that's all. And you have to balance your both individual life and your professional life. That's also important.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sima Aunty, it's been such an absolute pleasure to have you on Virgin Radio Dubai. What's your message for all the single people out there who are not married yet?
For the single people, I can tell only one thing, that there is a little compromise in your married life. Where you do compromise everywhere, why can't you do in your married life? Little appreciation to the partners each away. You appreciate the strength, little flexible, little compromise, that's all. And have patience. This is the main important thing in today's world. If you don't have, you have patience in other things, then why not in your married life? So have patience, little compromise, little flexible, and appreciate each other's strength. Then you see, then you remember, Sima Aunty, how your life will be smoothly running.
Thank you so much, Sima Aunty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.